And this is where we part company from the World Service to welcome you to a new day here on BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Wednesday, the 17th of April. Good morning from Broadcasting House in London, from me, Alan Smith, our studio manager, Matt Hewitt, and Chris Fawkes at the Weather Centre. Chris will have the shipping bulletin in a minute. Then it's news briefing at 5:30. After prayer for the day, we'll visit a former dairy farm where cattle barns have been turned into a microbrewery, a tap room, and a wedding venue. That's in Farming Today at 6:15. But first, if you want some uplifting listening, Radio 4 has it covered.
Cafe Hope. Uplifting conversation for Monday mornings on BBC Radio 4. It's a space for people to take some time out and listen to these small acts of human kindness, which give us a bit of optimism when so much in the world can feel grim and beyond our control. There are amazing individuals out there helping change the lives of others. It's a really beautiful programme because it takes you through all kinds of emotions. It's so uplifting and hopefully inspirational. Cafe Hope with me, Rachel Burden, continues on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Monday mornings at 9:45.
Now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Chris.
Thanks, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected southeast Iceland, 1,006 by midnight tonight. Low 40s, 1,006, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Viking. Showers, good. East 40s. Cyclonic, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Showers, good. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, backing westerly or southwesterly later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, north or northwest, 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. West Dogger, northwesterly, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then northeasterly 5 or 6, backing northwesterly 3 or 4 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. Northerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. North or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8 in south, 4 to 6 in north. Showers, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Lundy, Fastnet and Irish Sea. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic, becoming northwest, backing west later 4 to 6. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from the coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. North-northwest 5, 16 miles, 1019 falling slowly. Stornoway. Northwest 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,017, now rising. Lerwick, north by east 3, 30 miles, 1,011, rising. Lucas, west-northwest 4, 30 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west 3, 1,013, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 5, 11 miles, 1,014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,016. Jersey, north-northwest 4, 15 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, north-northwest 4, 12 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Valentia, north by west 2, 12 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west-northwest 3, 1,018, now rising. Malin Head, northwest 4, 8 miles, 1,020, now rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. The United Kingdom will lie in a showery northerly or northwesterly airflow for much of Wednesday, with strong winds affecting all areas and gales affecting parts of the east coast at times. Cape Wrath Directory Head, including Orkney. Northerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in south, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering northeast 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Squally showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, then decreasing 4 or 5, backing west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Squally showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Squally showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly for a time later, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Squally showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly, veering northerly later, 4 to 6. Showers, squally in east, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later. Showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest 4 to 6, veering northeast 3 or 4 later. Showers, then occasional rain, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northwest 4 to 6, veering northeast 2 to 4 later. Showers, then occasional rain, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor until later. St. David's Head to Great Ormond Head, including St. George's Channel. North or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4, then becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, then occasional rain, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Great Ormond Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later, then west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers until later, good. Isle of Man. Northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch. North or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4, backing west or southwest later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, backing west or southwest later. Showers, occasional rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in north. Showers, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles. North or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, backing south or southwest 5 or 6 later. Showers then rain later, good occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes' time, but for now, it's back to Alan.
Thank you, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 17th of April. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The government has hailed a vote by MPs on phasing out smoking as an historic milestone. The UN has announced a multi-billion pound appeal to provide aid to the Palestinian population in Gaza. In business, West Country wet weather has hampered holiday bookings. And in sport, Paris Saint-Germain close in on their first ever Champions League title. A ban on smoking for anyone born after 2009 has moved a step closer, but the policy has exposed divisions within the government. The legislation was backed by Labour, but 57 Conservatives voted against it. The former Prime Minister Liz Truss was very vocal in her opposition. Here's our political correspondent Ian Watson.
There was no formal Conservative rebellion. Rishi Sunak avoided this by giving his MPs a free vote. But the flagship policy, which he announced at last year's Conservative conference, came under attack from some prominent voices in his own party. The only cabinet minister to vote against was a business and trade secretary, Kemi Badenoch. She emphasised concerns over enforcement and said she opposed giving people born just one day apart different rights. Five junior ministers also opposed the measure, and more than 100 Conservative MPs didn't vote at all.
The United Nations is launching a $2.8 billion appeal to provide aid to the Palestinian population in Gaza and the occupied West Bank. The head of the UN's humanitarian agency for the Palestinian territories, Andrea De Domenico, said Gaza needed most of the money.
The entire humanitarian community will appeal for $2.8 billion to support the 3 million people identified across West Bank and Gaza. Of course, 90% of it is for Gaza. And in fact, the original request was for $4 billion, but considering the limited ability to deliver, we have really focused on the highest priority.
The US has said it will impose new sanctions targeting Iran's missile and drone program in response to Iran's attack on Israel over the weekend. The US already uses economic sanctions to counter Tehran's activities, including its support of militant groups such as Hezbollah. Paediatricians are calling for smacking to be made illegal in England and Northern Ireland because of the long-lasting risk to children's physical and mental health. A report from the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health says young people across the UK should be given the same protection as adults, and a loophole in the law needs to be closed. The UK government argues current laws already prevent violence